City Attorney David Chu laid out a legal case arguing that some of the biggest food companies engineered a public health crisis by designing and marketing ultra-processed products to maximize profits. The lawsuit names companies such as Kraft Heinz, Mondelez, Post Holdings, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, General Mills, Nestle USA, Kellogg, Mars Incorporated, and Conagra Brands. Chu spoke at a news conference at City Hall Tuesday.
We are here to announce a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against the largest manufacturers of ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods that are making us sick, plain and simple. These products in our diets are deeply linked to serious health conditions, imposing enormous costs on millions of Americans and cities and states across our country. And they are designed to be addictive. Addictiveness is a feature, not a bug. Today, they make up 70% of our food supply. There's no one who can completely avoid ultra-processed foods.
The city's director of public health, Dan Tsai, framed the lawsuit as a health emergency. Tsai also cited the national scale of healthcare spending and the burden borne by states and cities as chronic disease climbs.
The average life expectancy in San Francisco today is 82 years. The average life expectancy for Black and Black African Americans in the city is 66 years. That is unacceptable. By 2031, healthcare spending is expected to reach $7 trillion.
Dr. Kim Newell Green is a pediatrician and clinical professor at UCSF.
Research has shown that these foods now make up nearly 70% of the calories in children's diets in the United States. That means that most of what our kids eat does not resemble nutrient-rich foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, which are essential for growth and brain development. Adults consume more than 50% of their calories in these UPFs. Mounting research, as you've heard, increasingly links these ultra-processed foods to severe diseases. We've heard about obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. And even mental health and cognitive function are impacted in conditions like depression and ADHD. I have seen the unrelenting rise of these conditions in younger and younger children in my practice. I fight this every day in my household, and I am losing because these foods are so exciting and addictive to our kids.
Chu added that the suit does not ban products. Instead, he said, they're seeking to change corporate practices, ensure truthful marketing, and demand compensation for public costs. The case will proceed in the San Francisco Superior Court. Anessa Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.